You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 190, The Whore of Babylon. Today's challenge, the Catholic Church is the Whore of Babylon. Today's defense, the Whore of Babylon is described in detail in Revelation 16, verse 19 through 19, verse 4. Babylon was a city in ancient Mesopotamia, modern Iraq, but scholars recognize the use of Babylon in Revelation as a symbolic designation of another city. See Revelation 11:8. Also see 1 Peter 5:13, where Peter, who is known to have been in Rome, refers to being in Babylon. The whore is depicted as persecuting Christians. See Revelation 17:6 and 14. She is seated on a beast with seven heads, which are identified as seven hills, 17:9, and seven kings, 17:10. The beast also has ten horns, which hate the whore, attack her, and burn her with fire, 17:16. The whore is said to be the great city which has dominion over the kings of the earth, 17:18. Most scholars see these as pointing to the ancient pagan city of Rome, which persecuted Christians, which was built on seven hills, which had a line of emperors plausibly identified with the beast, see day 203, and which was the capital of the major empire of the day. Some scholars have seen the clues as pointing to another city, Jerusalem, which also persecuted Christians in the first century, whose authorities were allied with and supported by the Roman Empire, and thus seated on the beast, and which was attacked and burned by an alliance of Roman and other troops in AD 70, as Jesus predicted, Mark 13. Further, Revelation 11:8 speaks of the great city where the Lord was crucified. The Old Testament speaks of Jerusalem as a whore, Isaiah 1:21, Ezekiel 16:1 and 15-35, and the whore is the antithesis of the bride of Christ, the new Jerusalem, Revelation 21:2-22:5, suggesting the whore is the old Jerusalem. Both identifications are possible, but neither fits the Catholic Church. Indeed, according to the standard anti-Catholic theory, the Catholic Church didn't exist in the first century and thus couldn't persecute the apostles, which the whore did, Revelation 18:20. More fundamentally, Revelation was meant to be understood by the original audience as describing what would happen soon, Revelation 1:1. The audience would have no way of understanding the whore as a future church rather than one of the persecuting cities of their own day.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.